Welcome to the Right Division Network podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word, Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through our study of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3, and we've been looking at verse number 13, which says, "To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints." Now we've been looking over the last couple episodes, and we'll be continuing today with this issue of the establishment that the Apostle Paul is speaking of related to these saints in Thessalonica. And as we look at the body of Christ today as a whole, we can see how this idea of establishing is a very important thing as we see all of the different problems that have come up and how individuals keep getting pulled away from understanding the truth of what's contained in the doctrine for today. And so the issue of establishing is going to, not only does it, is it just related to our behavior, but it's in order for our behavior to be impacted, we have to have the doctrine built up in us in order to have the changes necessary to have the establishing going on. Now, the doctrine can only be built up in the individual if they have put their trust in the gospel message for today, and the fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And a person putting their trust in that and that alone is what gives someone salvation for today. Now, we're going to pick up looking at some of these things of this establishing process going on here. And let's turn over to Ephesians chapter number 4. And this is the verse we left off with in our last episode here. And we're going to start here at verse number 11. It says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Paul lays out these, you know, some would just call them positions, but they really are gifts that he is talking about when he says apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, those five things, you know, this really is a kind of a package deal. So if one of them is gone, then all of these things that he's talking about as being gifts are gone. You know, this is not a, well, a couple of these have faded away and the rest of these actually remain. These are all given as gifts. And it, verse 12 gives that purpose for why they were given. The perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ. So there's issues of building up the members of the body of Christ, the perfecting of the saints that occurs as a result of these gifts. And then verse 13 gives us a time frame of when it is that these gifts would be going away, when it says, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Now, the question that people would have is, well, when exactly is the time that the Apostle Paul is making a reference to here. You know, and what he's making a reference to is the fact that when we have a completed Word of God, so when the Apostle Paul, who was given that role of fulfilling the Word of God, when he finished 2 Timothy, his last epistle, that we have then that unity of the faith, because we faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So it's the Word of God that's going to do these things. We have the knowledge of the Son of God, because the Word is God. The Word is the Son of God. So by the fact that we have a completed Word means that we have that knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, because we have the ability to become that perfect, complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All of these things being accomplished by a completed Word. And the Word that's going to build us up and establish the individual in order to be where it is that God intends for an individual to be. Now, as we look at these things, individuals can make the choices on their own to not be doing these things, to be not being built up, to not being grounded in what is needed for the individual member of the body, and to, in a sense, be not pleasing unto God. Now, we also see how, as the Word is working in the individual, the impact that it's going to have, and the impact that it should have in the person. We can go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. We're going to be coming back to the book of Ephesians in a moment here, but I want to go here to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 first to see how Paul's going to say something here in verse number 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Paul describing the things that an individual can do, the behaviors that somebody can make, that decision of what it is that they're going to do. And he starts with this issue of that all things are lawful for me. You know, that there's nothing that God is saying, well, you know what, if you do this, you know, this is going to happen to you, and you're going to be cut off as a member of the body of Christ. You're going to be pulled, you know, you're not going to have anything that's been promised to you because you did this. So we can do all things. However, all things are not expedient. So not everything is going to give us a benefit of what it is that we need. And all things are not going to edify. All things are not going to build not only ourselves up, but the individuals who are watching us, who are seeing the things that we do. And as a result of that, it's not edifying unto them as well. And you know, and especially when we start looking at, you know, the individuals who don't have salvation, and they always like to look at those who identify themselves as a Christian to say, okay, is this how, you know, how it is that you behave as a result of your salvation? And if they see things that they think are not quote unquote good, that, well, you know what, there's no benefit to doing that. individuals who are new in the faith are going to look at those who have been built up to say, okay, that this is how the doctrine should be working out. And that's, you see a whole discussion on that in the book of Titus, where it starts talking about the older men teaching the younger men and the older women teaching the younger women in the local assembly, that it is a thing of that the individuals who have been built up, who have been edified, are able to teach and show the individuals what it is that is supposed to be done if they are following the doctrine that has been laid out in Romans through Philemon. Let's turn back over to Ephesians, but we're going to chapter number 2 this time. Again, we're going to see Paul here in Ephesians 2 describe something related to how it is that an individual is supposed to be living their life here. We're going to start here at verse number 8 of Ephesians chapter number 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We'll stop here for a moment because that's where so many individuals just want to stop it and talk about how our salvation has nothing to do with works and has nothing to do with, you know, things. So we don't have to even worry about that idea of works. But let's read here verse number 10 to see that Paul does say something here when he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has, you know, he wants us to do good works. He wants us to have the Lord Jesus Christ living in us and through us. He wants us to have the doctrine living out through us. And it's up to each individual member of the body of Christ to have this actually occur in their life as they study the Word of God, as they take it in, and it has the impact on who they are. Verse 10 of Ephesians 2 should be the result of that. That there should be good works coming about from it. And it's all because the Word is actually coming out through the believer. Let's turn over to Colossians chapter number 3. I'm going to see again a statement here that's being made about the Word working in an individual here. We're going to read verses 16 and 17 of Colossians chapter number 3. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. The Word is, you know, supposed to be dwelling in us. The Word is to teach and admonish, you know, ourselves and other individuals. And you can see how the Word is even supposed to have the impact in, it says in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That the music that, you know, for example, a local assembly would be, you know, playing, would be singing, you know, as part of their service, the song should match up with what the Word of God actually says. It should be reflective of the doctrine that we have. And, you know, so many of the songs, and if you look through your songbook, you can see very quickly how the songs that are sung really do not reflect the doctrine that's been given to us by the Apostle Paul. Because so many individuals really do not understand what Paul has actually given to us as the members of the body of Christ. And as the Word is dwelling in us, we see what verse 17 says, and again goes back to the issue of what we do, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So everything that we are supposed to do is supposed to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, individuals who understand right division, you know, a lot of times really try to downplay the idea of works. You know, because, well, works have nothing to do with our salvation, and because they have nothing to do with our salvation, and we've been made free from the law, and they'll go to all these verses that are talking about who we are positionally, and immediately try to apply them to our practical life, and saying, well, you know what, we don't really have to worry about that idea of works. And as part of that establishing that goes on, that, you know, establishing is going to have things related to what it is that we are doing in our life that's part of this. This is why you can see how Paul can hold up, let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, that he holds this assembly up as that example for individuals of how that is that they handled the Word of God. And here in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, let's read verse 13. It says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the Word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe." So these saints in Thessalonica took the Word of God that was given unto them, accepted it as the Word of God, and allowed it to actually work in their life. And as it worked in their life, it was a thing of where it was noticeable to the Apostle Paul, to where he could hold them up and start talking about how thankful he was that these individuals were doing it, and that they were allowing the Word to actually work in them, because they were taking the Word of God in, and the Spirit was comparing spiritual things with spiritual, communicating those spiritual things to the Spirit that was inside of them, giving them the insight into what the Word of God said for them. And the result is that it was having an impact on them, and this is now a pattern for the members of the body of Christ to actually have for themselves. Let's turn back a chapter here to chapter number 1. And we're going to see another statement related to these saints here in Thessalonica. We're going to read verse number 3 of chapter 1. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Now, this is how he's beginning this epistle, because the first two verses are really just, you know, identifying Paul, Silas, and Timothy, writing unto them the grace and peace that's being extended to the members of the body of Christ. And then he shifts into a discussion of who it is that they are and talk about how they had a work of faith, a labor of love, and a patience of hope as they were living their life according to the doctrine that was given unto them. And, you know, this is something when we look at, you know, who we are as the members of the body of Christ. And especially if you go back, for example, to like 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, where as it's describing the gifts that are going to be put away, and then it identifies that, you know, faith, hope, and charity are going to abide. You know, even once, you know, once the gifts are gone, this is what's going to remain, the faith, hope, and charity. You know, and you see how Paul holds up these saints in Thessalonica, the issue of faith, the issue of love, and the issue of hope. What was going on here in Thessalonica is reflective of the fact that the faith, hope, and charity were there. And you can see how, you know, two of these things he identifies and calls it a work of faith and a labor of love. That there were things that they were doing as the word was working out of them that allowed for this to actually be seen. And this is, you know, Paul remembered this. Paul saw the things of the word working in them. He had sent Timothy, and we looked at that earlier on in chapter number 3. He sent Timothy back to make sure that all of these things were still going on with them, that they were still remaining faithful to what the word of God rightly divided actually says for an individual, that they were still allowing, as he, if we go back to chapter number 2, we're going to see here in verse number 8, the Apostle Paul says something about them here. So being effectually desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. And this is, you know, when you look at what Paul says about him, Silas, and Timothy, you know, this is reflective of the established saints actually having that relationship with other individuals. This is the working out of when Paul says to do good unto all men, especially unto them that believe, or that are, we should actually go read that, Galatians chapter number 6. I'll say before we kind of butcher that passage here. Galatians 6, verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. This thing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, is the outworking of that love for the household of faith. When he says about how that they imparted not only the gospel, but that they were willing to even give of themselves, give of, it says, also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. That's the established saints having the outworking of the word of God, having an impact on them, so that way they can be functioning properly. Now, next week, we're actually going to look at some things that would talk about how it is that this establishing can actually be negatively impacted by some things. So that's where we'll pick up next time. Now, as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have some audio files of our Sunday messages. We have information on how to join our Sunday services live as they're broadcast on Facebook, how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything in our broadcast, anything in our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.